the Chief of Naval Operations has three primary changes that he's implementing. The first one is to align the Navy's information technology, electronic warfare, ISR, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, and other network capabilities into one organization on the Navy staff. The second component is to create a Fleet Cyber Command that's subordinate to the U.S. Cyber Command that the Secretary of Defense is getting ready to establish. And the third component is to create a core of information professionals across the Navy, comprised of about 44,000 of our professionals.
And that will be called the Information Dominance Command?
The Information Dominance Corps. It's a core of several different communities.
And so how will that domination, that Information Dominance Corps, relate to the Naval Intelligence Unit?
Navy's intelligence community will be one component of that core of communities. The other communities will be the information warfare professionals, individuals that are responsible for cyber activities. We'll also include oceanographers and the information professionals. It's a core, it's a community of individuals who are responsible for managing our networks.
And can you explain how Fleet Cyber Command will work with the U.S. Cyber Command? Obviously, all of the branches of the military are making an effort to do this. So how will you all coordinate and work with the main branch at U.S. Cyber Command?
The Fleet Cyber Commander will be a three-star Navy admiral. That admiral will work directly for the U.S. Cyber Command, the four-star commander. He'll have Navy forces, personnel that are associated with the cyber warfare business that will be presented to the U.S. Cyber Command. In other words, we'll use our forces in direct support of what the four-star commander directs.
So it sounds like people doing these particular jobs, whether it's IT or cybersecurity or naval intelligence, will still do the same job, just be a different hat at the top.
I guess the key changes are the professionals will still do their own jobs. I think at more senior levels, what we're expecting is to broaden the experiences of the individuals from each of the communities so that that we can holistically manage our information capabilities across the Navy. Traditionally, we've been very stovepiped and have not had as much cross operational activity across those various domains, and what we're looking for is to break down some of the barriers and increase interoperability across our people and across the entire Navy.
And could some of the reason behind this be that you're just getting more information than you can analyze at a certain level, and you need more professionals to step up and really try to analyze some of the data that's coming in from a variety of new sources?
Well, that's certainly it, but I think the more overarching concern by our Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Ruffhead, is that we've clearly leaped into the information age, yet we have industrial age structures, processes, and organizations in place that really need to evolve. So the three initiatives, the Information Dominance Corps, Fleet Cyber Command, and then organizing all information capabilities under one officer on the Navy staff are a way to propel us into the future. This is really the starting point, because we're looking forward to innovative ideas from the workforce on how we should organize, how we should align our capabilities, and what new capabilities we should deliver.
We're talking with Navy Vice Admiral David Dorsett, Director of Naval Intelligence. And there's a couple of big things happening in the Navy, and I wanted to ask if these goals support those efforts. And one of them is that the Navy is simply going to be much smaller in terms of the number of ships than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I think now we're talking in terms of fewer than 300 ships to patrol the world. So does this kind of reorganization of IT and intelligence assets help support a fleet that might be fewer and further apart?
Yes, it does. The key here is we think, and frankly the Navy has long held, that if we are better networked, we deliver more capability for the entire Navy and for our nation. So in our future, we're looking for multiple sensors on each of our platforms. Each of our sensors should be connected throughout the network, and our commanders, our warfighters, should be capable of seamlessly accessing information from any sensor on the battlefield. Right now, we still do have a fair number of systems that are stovepiped and where the information does not flow across the entire Navy.
And can you tell us how this affects the balance of personnel, civilian versus military?
No change. One of the going-in requirements from the CNOs as we made these alignments is that it would be zero sum. So what we're doing in the Navy staff is taking from multiple staffs and creating a new center of gravity and information. In terms of the establishment of the Fleet Cyber Command, we are taking and aligning from across the Navy. That staff itself is only going to be 182 people strong, so relatively small staff. And the intent is to take from lower priority issues and areas to man that new staff.
And the other issue in the Navy is you are migrating over the next few years from the Navy Marine Corps intranet to a whole new network infrastructure that is both ashore and, I guess, reaching out to the afloat assets. So how does that all tie into this post-NMCI era?
Well, the staff that I'm responsible for has responsibility for all of the Navy's networks. As we move from NMCI to NGEN, that will be one of the key focus points that I have on my plate. There's a program office that's managing that transition. My responsibility will be to resource it. So it's safe to say that we'll have a lot of attention by seniors within the Navy as we go through this transition from NMCI.
And Admiral Dorsett, if you could just enlighten me, Navy's use of intelligence, where does that generally take place? Is it in your submarines, or where exactly, how exactly do you function in cyberspace?
Our intelligence resources are globally deployed. In fact, I have over 100 naval intelligence personnel boots on the ground in Afghanistan right now. We've got a big commitment of folks in the Central Command to AOR afloat and ashore. We man up on aircraft carriers. We are in squadrons. We are in joint intelligence centers. We perform a variety of functions from human intelligence, collecting data on the battlefield, to deep analysis, scientific and technical exploitation of weapon systems, and certainly signals intelligence and cyber intelligence, if you will, is an area that we've had a long tradition and history of, but we are evolving in terms of what our cyber warfare capabilities will be.
And speaking of carriers, of course, there's a big program to implement the F-35 fighter, and there's a naval version as time goes on. But what about drones? The Army is famous now in the Air Force for using more and more unmanned aircraft, not just for weapons delivery, but also for surveillance, you know, the whole ISR activity. Is that going to happen to the Navy? Will there be eventually seaborne drones that would do this kind of sensor network that you envision?
Absolutely. We have a significant focus right now, and we've got a modest investment in unmanned capabilities today, but the guidance is pretty clear from our seniors that we are going to invest in much larger numbers and much greater capability, not only in aircraft, but surface unmanned or autonomous capabilities and undersea autonomous and unmanned capabilities. So we are looking at a variety of capabilities at this point, and I think in the near future we will see some additional investments by the Navy in those areas.
And so what's the timeline, sir? Do you have one, or is it already underway?
We're doing this organization just stood up 2 weeks ago. This is one of the unmanned capability is key to my issues. So we're in the early stages of studying it, but I would say it's safe to say that as we are developing our next budget that we'll see some changes and modifications where we have additional focus on unmanned capabilities.